This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. The government has launched a national campaign Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat in New Delhi. The primary agenda of the campaign is to make India a child marriage free nation. Launching the campaign, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said the government has identified 130 districts where this campaign will be run in a focused manner. During the event, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi also unveiled the Child Marriage Free Bharat portal. The online platform has been developed to support the campaign's mission of raising awareness, preventing child marriage, and effectively reporting incidents of child marriage. Ministry of Finance has said that PAN 2.0 project, which has been approved by the Union Cabinet, is a transformative initiative to modernize taxpayer registration through advanced e-governance. The ministry added that this project aims to streamline and modernize the process of issuing and managing permanent account number PAN and tax deduction and collection account number TAN, making it more user-friendly and efficient. PAN 2.0 also aims to revolutionize the existing system by integrating all PAN and TAN services into a unified portal, ensuring a seamless and paperless process. It added that free ePAN services and simplified updates enhance convenience for taxpayers. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Hemant Soren will take oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand today. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Soren at a function organized at Morhabadi Maidan in Ranchi. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, Hemant Soren said he has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah along with leaders of India Bloc for ceremony. In 81-member assembly, INDIA Bloc secured 56 seats. The deep depression over the southwest Bay of Bengal moved at a speed of 10 km per hour and was centered 100 km southeast of Trincomalee, 320 km southeast of Nagapattinam, 420 km south-southeast of Puducherry and 500 km south-southeast of Chennai. In its forecast, the Regional Meteorological Department indicated that the system is likely to move north-northwestward, skirting the Sri Lanka coast and intensify into a cyclonic storm within the next 12 hours. After that, it is expected to continue moving north-northwestward and approach the North Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coast as a deep depression around the morning of 30th November. The government has stated that the retail prices of Toor and Urad pulses have either declined or remained stable over the past 3 months. Union Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, B.L. Verma, made this statement in a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha. He explained that the condition of Kharif crops is favourable, with harvesting completed for short-duration crops such as Moong and Urad, while the harvesting of Toor has just begun. Mr. Verma informed that the government has converted part of its buffer stock of pulses into dals for retail sale under the Bharat Dal brand, ensuring affordable prices for consumers. The minister also mentioned that the government has implemented pre-registration of farmers for the assured procurement of Toor and Urad under the price support scheme and the price stabilization fund components of the PM Asha scheme. Bangladesh Nationalist Party has urged Professor Mohammad Yunus, the head of the interim government, to forge a national unity to tackle the evolving situation and resolve the existing problem. A five-member BNP delegation led by its Secretary-General Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir met him last evening to share its concern over some untoward incidents that happened in the country over the past few days. The main purpose of our meeting was to convey our party's concerns to the chief advisor regarding the recent developments, particularly the law and order situation in the past few days, said Mirza Fakhrul in a press briefing. At the 55th International Film Festival of India, it was a packed house at the Kala Academy in Goa's Panjim as legendary composer A.R. Rahman attended the Lata Mangeshkar Memorial Talk Musical Theatre in India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.